Are you struggling to hire diverse tech talent? After all, every organization in the world is now a tech company, and the ability to attract, hire, and retain tech talent from all backgrounds is critical to their success. Enter Hackajob, a reverse marketplace that actively vets engineers. We flip the traditional model on its head, meaning companies apply to engineers versus candidates applying to jobs, with companies getting an 85% response rate to candidates they reach out to, as well as exposure to tech talent that directly meets their organization's diversity objectives. Companies such as S&P Global, CarMax, and Sensor Tower are all using Hackajob. Why not join them? Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today. Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese podcast.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to HR's Most Dangerous Podcast, a.k.a. the Chad and Cheese Podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel, another old-fashioned, please, Cheeseman.
And I'm Chad. Just give me the damn shot. So wash.
On this week's show, Hired Gets Hired, Dice Innovates Like It's 2013, and Unwoke Goes Broke. Pass the stuffing and put on your fat boy pants, everybody. We'll be right back.
You already know that Sovereign makes the world's best resume CV parser. But did you know that Sovereign also makes the world's best AI matching engine? Only Sovereign's AI matching engine goes beyond the buzzwords. With Sovereign, you control how the engine thinks. With every match, the Sovereign engine tells you what matched and exactly how each matching document was scored. And if you don't agree with the way it scored the matches, you can simply move some sliders to tell it to score the matches your way. No other engine on earth gives you that combination of insight and control. With Sovereign, matching isn't some frustrating black box, trust us, it's magic, one-shot deal like all the others. No. With Sovereign, matching is completely understandable, completely controllable, and actually, kind of fun. Sovereign. Software so human, you'll want to take it to dinner.
Fat boy pants, or as I like to call them, pants.
Oh, shit, dude. I gotta say, man, I didn't realize that the Philadelphia Eagles were worse than the Browns. What the fuck? Didn't they just win like a Super Bowl a few years ago? What's going on,
dude,
here?
There's a whole division that's worse than the Browns. Like... The NFC East is so bad. I can't fathom it. And I think the Eagles are in first place. Like, that's how bad that division is. Yeah. They're 3-5-1 or 3-6-1 and are in first place. The Browns are, I'll start off shout outs with the Browns. Like, the Browns, 7-3, second place. They're not catching the Steelers, but hell, let's go to the playoffs. Let's 2020 this bitch and win a Super Bowl, because that would be the most 2020 thing ever.
No
Cleveland
shit.
Browns, Super Bowl champs in a stadium with nobody in it. That would be 2020 to a T.
Well, Victoria Conley, Ed from Philly, and all of our Philadelphia listeners, I got nothing, guys. I got nothing. My first shout out is to the LinkedIn poll that I put out there. And the question I posed was, will you take the COVID vaccine as soon as it is available? It's been out there for a week. 52% said yes. 48% said no. And I mean, we all have different reasons. And Torrin Ellis said, not a chance. Given how the medical system has too often abused, misaligned, misinformed the Black community, I'm waiting. This is coupled with the newness of the vaccine, need to gather more real life data. There's just a ton of reasons why there's no way in hell that Torrin's going to take it. He said he's going to continue to limit movement and wear his damn mask. And Torrin, I love you, brother, but I'm sick and tired of limiting my movement. Give me the shot.
Dude, if the shot had to be put in a testicle, I'd be like, pick one. Whichever one you want. Like, vax me up, baby. I want to go back to traveling and being out in the world. Like,
I mean,
but it's interesting that he brought an ethnic, like, race part.
It's
to
the
this.
Truth.
I never thought about.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't typically release vaccines based on race, but I've just never thought of that angle. Like, hey, have blacks been screwed with vaccines in the past? I guess so.
I think just the healthcare system overall, it's like, look, let's just go ahead and push away from the table. I'll wait.
Next shout out, Talk Push.
Whoa!
Our buddies at Push It Real Good turned six years
Holy
old. That's
shit.
Not 6 days, 6 weeks, or 6 months. They turned 6 years old. Max and team, keep pushing, man. You're doing good stuff. Talk Push It Real Good. Turn six. Almost ready for first grade.
Yep. Pia over there is killing it on the marketing side. Keep it going. My next shout out is to Colin Parker from Crelate, who sent us some Seattle whiskey. I haven't tried it yet, but it was free. So there's no question I'm going to drink it. He wanted to say thanks for helping him get back up to speed. He left the industry for a bit and needed a crash course, which is what the Chad and Cheese is here to do. So we provided him with a crash course on what the fuck was happening in the industry. Our pleasure, Colin. Keep the alcohol coming.
I have tried it. I will say that Northwest whiskey is a little bit different. It's a little earthier, a little more biscuit sort of flavor and scent. So yeah, I'll be interested to hear your opinion on something outside of the middle of the country here and so close to Kentucky that we enjoy. Shout out to Shaker. Got an email from them today, actually. Shaker,
popcorn!
We could say so much. New website, supporter of the show. But yeah, sending out popcorn. And I don't know if we're supposed to share this because maybe it's just for clients and friends. But fuck it. Yeah, go to shaker.com/holiday-gift. To put in your name for some free popcorn, and who doesn't love some free popcorn?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Big shout out to Leandro Gomes de Silva, a senior recruiter over at recharge.com. Thanks for connecting and listening, Leandro. We enjoy our listeners connecting with us. I know Joel, you know, when he wakes up from a nap, he loves to see the notifications of people trying to connect with us, not to mention having discussions, kind of like sidebar discussions. Definitely connect with us individually on LinkedIn or Twitter. Just look us up. On Facebook, we have a Chad and Cheese page. So like it and enjoy.
No doubt. Shout out to Quincy Valencia, the queen. If you haven't heard the episode of the Thanksgiving episode, you got to check that out, released earlier this week. Quincy, thanks for humoring us and coming on the show again.
Thanks for classing up the joint. Big shout out to John Thurmond over at HR Social Hour. He knew that I was getting thirsty, so he sent an HR Social Hour bottle opener. And this thing's legit. Did you get one of those?
Yeah. It weighs about 8 pounds. I got it in the mail. Like, how did this get here with just one first class stamp? They must have connections at the post office or something. Shout out to Slack. God, we've talked about these guys forever. They're allegedly in talks with Salesforce.
What?
To get acquired. So this dropped today. This will be something I'm sure we'll dig into a little bit more next week. But shout out to them and Salesforce, it looks like, is getting into the enterprise messaging business in a big way. So, it's finally happening. Slack is getting bought.
They need to. They really do. Big shout out to Aya, Eric, and Elise over at Symphony Talent for sending yet another bottle of Blanton's, kids.
We're not worthy.
Yeah.
We're not worthy.
They know what helps us get prepped for another transform. And that being said, we've got an event coming up. As a matter of fact, we just taped our session. Symphony's Transform is happening on December 3rd. And I have to say that when you register, do yourself a favor and pick the insider experience. I actually got my box today, my VIP box today. Legit swag in the box to heighten the experience. Nice. Just Google Symphony Talent Transform. Treat yourself and enjoy.
And for self-promotion purposes, make sure that you check out the Pinterest keynote session and especially the intro for that, because my ass still has some sweat in the crack because I was sitting next to the fire for so long videotaping that goddamn intro. So you better watch it, people. You better watch it.
That's what happens when I make Joel do about 27 takes.
You make me. Well, Blanton's won't fit in your pocket, but you know what will? Chad and Cheese will. If you don't have us in your pocket, make sure you text CC. That's the letters C and C. To 833-799-0321. That's Chad and Cheese in your pocket. Text CC to 833-799-0321. Good stuff.
And we have a beer drop winner, don't we?
Hell yeah, we do.
Adzuna bringing you beer drop. If you haven't won beer drop and you want to get free beer on your doorstep, contactless, Chad and Cheese want you to as well. Go to beerdrop.net. Thanks to Adzuna for powering this, but we've got a new winner.
Yeah, if you can find a drum roll soundbite, put it in here. The winner this month is Bo Higgins. Is there a more southern name than Bo
Holy
Higgins?
He's a
veteran recruiter at Amazon. Virginia grad. So we're going to talk some military shit, you're going to vent about Amazon probably to him our Zoom tasting. But yeah, gotcha. Bo, you are a winner, buddy. He picks the stouts for this month. He's a stout guy. So
I'm looking forward to
the lookout for that, Bo, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
I love it. And if you're not a big fan of the beer, that's okay, because maybe you're just more top shelf kind of person, right?
Yeah.
And you're looking for the free Pappy Van Winkle. Well, kids, guess what? Chad and Cheese and Sovereign are giving away two bottles of Pappy Van Winkle. Was it Family Reserve? Like $2,200 a bottle?
Two Family Reserves retails at
$2,200. Oh,
but, my God. You'll pay more than that in the secondary market. And a bottle of Blanton's exclusive Japanese import. That's the losing bottle of bourbon. So you can't lose. Bo Higgins was upset. He wanted to know, can I win Beer Drop and the Pappies?
Take the goddamn beer. He must be a Marine. I mean, Jesus Christ.
He never, must work at Amazon.
You never give away. You never give back free shit, Bo. And that being said,
Army Marine talk. Here we go.
I don't know what he is yet. Just sounds like a Marine.
He is a Marine.
And if you want more free stuff, I don't know, maybe Chad and Cheese holiday cards. We send stuff out to listeners, and we're going to more in 2021. That's right. Logoed Speedo. Go to chadcheese.com and just click on free. Register there. T-shirts, a bunch of different stuff. And again, I have to give big props to Shaker Recruitment Marketing. If you check out the new website, what we've been able to do is, because we're getting close to 600 episodes now, is we've categorized much of that content. Now you can go into it, and we've surfaced a lot of the awesome interviews, stuff around cult brand, females. We actually created a category around uplifting female voices as well. So go to chadcheese.com, check out the new site, and thanks again to Shaker.
Get yourself a box of wine on this holiday weekend and binge on some Chad and Cheese. That's what I'm talking
Amen,
about.
Amen, brother.
Topics.
Okay. This is not a topic, but it's like a mega shout out. I got to do this. So remember when we interviewed Patrick Sheehan, the CEO over at Circa?
Yes, I do remember.
Okay. So he said that he wants Circa to be a leader in driving equity for clients, blah, blah, blah. We hear fucking companies, vendors say this shit all the time, right?
Yeah.
And it's usually a load of bullshit. So during the podcast, I personally challenged him to display Circa's workforce composition. Put it right out there for everyone to see, because transparency is the first step to accountability. Now, usually CEOs are like, oh, sure, I'll do that, and nothing ever happens. Guess what?
What?
Patrick did that shit. They actually put their workforce composition out on Circa.com. And beside is a quote from Patrick. I'll read, quote, "Here at Circa, we wanted to fully disclose our DEI statistics to be transparent with our customers, business partners, prospects, and employees. We are a company that is currently in the infancy stage of DEI and are working to move the needle to become a more diverse company. We believe teams have the power to transform business and will continue to work towards internal and external DEI goals," end quote. This, people, right here is the first step in actually providing any type of unbiased or any type of diversity or individuals with disabilities type of product or service. You have to be transparent yourself. You have to demonstrate that you believe in DEI. You can't just give us the fluff, because here at the Chad and Cheese, we're not going to take that fucking fluff. And Patrick came to the challenge. Good job, Patrick.
Yeah, usually some 24-year-old marketing person gets thrown under the bus and they blame them if you don't get the numbers. And, I thought I told Bob to do that. He didn't get to that. That's a shame. And by the way, you said Circa.com, isn't it Circa Works, or did they buy Circa.com?
No, I think you're right. Circa Works.
Okay. Just a little clarification there.
Good call.
In the news, I'm confused. I don't know to double bell if there's a super shout out or what. Okay. All right. So Hired.
Yes.
Who we talked about recently. We talked about their CEO bailing. sort of disappearing, I guess. He was thrown off the island, Survivor style. And we look up and there's a story about they're shopping the business, blah, blah, blah. There's some conflicting reports. And then we wake up one morning and we get the news that Hired.com has been acquired by Vettery. So that's kind of how that kind of, Adecco, right? So Adecco bought Vettery 2 years ago, I believe.
In 2018.
It's irrelevant to the story, but it felt like a nice vanity brand that they get to use. And I fully expect Vettery to become Hired in the next 12 months. But other than that, there's not a ton for me to say on this one that's important. Do you have anything like groundbreaking on this one?
I'm going to coin this the Adecco menage a trois play. First off, Adecco, and again, we have to take a look at this more in the grander scope of strategy. Adecco needs to find faster ways to provide talent and value, because high volume competitors like Alexander Mann Solutions and Hourly and smaller players like Sonic Jobs offer a direct to market alternative without the staffing intervention. So this is a clearance rack acquisition. It was actually an auction, by the way. And I'm not very.
Do we know the final price, or was it a silent auction?
I believe it was and again, these are just rumors, but I believe just above 25 mil. And I'm not very bullish on a staffing company like Adecco actually innovating, because if you think about it, it's like Monster tied to duration-based postings and getting outrun by a startup who was hungrier. Adecco is not hungry, and they won't innovate. They'll just buy a hammer and wonder why it won't work as a screwdriver. So I'm not seeing this going far for Adecco. So player number two, Vettery, acquired in 2018 by Adecco. I find it interesting that Vettery's employee base has declined by 39% in the last year and 49% in the last 2 years. So it really feels like Vettery is slowly being just absorbed into Adecco itself.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, Hired. So Hired's headcount dropped by 53% in the last year. Now, Hired is a tech talent-centered platform. So COVID is not an excuse for the major loss. They had about $45 million in revenues in 2019 and dropped to under 20 in 2020. Yep. And again, you kind of ran through the quick TikTok, but I'm going to do it again. 3 to 4 weeks ago, Hired CEO slipped out the back door. And I say slipped out because he was gone and Hired still had him displayed on their website, sneaky little bastard.
Clearly the sale was almost done by the time he was gone.
Something was happening. But seriously, Martin Burns actually shared that the CEO dropped the mic on a Zoom call. And I mean, can you get more 2020 than that?
Yeah.
Then last week, we talked about the CFO informed some shareholders the board had unsuccessfully attempted to sell Hired since the start of the year, and its cash reserves were dwindling. So that was an issue.
Yeah.
And then I have a quote from one of the Hired's clients. And here's the quote.
Yeah.
The wider picture problem is software engineers don't need this stuff. If they write a post on LinkedIn saying they are available, they will have 10 interviews by the end of the day. And personally, I just think the best asset that they're getting out of this is the domain.
Yeah, I don't think there's, we don't know the price, right? But yeah, Hired is a great domain. If nothing else, it'd be a nice addition to the Adecco portfolio. The press release on this thing, you know, was as interesting as they tried to make it, basically talked about forming, quote, the largest global AI-driven marketplace for high-intent technology, marketing, sales, and finance talent.
Yeah.
How many buzzwords can you get into a headline? Mm-hmm. Also positive, I guess, was the presence in 23 cities across the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Ireland, and France. And this will help spur more growth in the business for Vettery. But for me, like, you know, we talk so much about companies that, you know, somebody comes in that had some startup in consumer, you know, stuff, and they think they can make a viable product in employment, mm-hmm. and then they get a bunch of money because they're tied to Silicon Valley. And then they spend a bunch of money sort of stupidly. And this is what happens, you know, within 5 to 10 years, the founders are gone or they're not interested anymore because selling to HR is a bitch, to say the least. They hand it down and sell it. I mean, the investors want to get out of it. And this is just a story that we keep telling. It's almost a non-story to me.
I think this is a great story for startups that are out there to understand. The model was shit. Period, guys. The model was shit. First and foremost,
it wasn't necessarily shit in 2012. The problem was that they stayed in that model when things evolved.
But you had human intervention in career counselor types of people where the technology should have actually taken over. How many career counselors have you connected with when you've used Fiverr? Right?
Do they have career counselors at Fiverr?
Because they don't need them. Right? That's the problem. When you have human intervention into technology, that just means your technology shit, and or the product and or model is shit. So overall, there are a few things that were working against them. Maybe in 2012, tech people actually wanted to try to find jobs this way. They aren't today because they don't have to. Number one. Number two, having that human layer in there actually defeats the technology in itself, right? So overall, yes, I understand that Hired does have, you know, from what I've heard, halfway's decent tech. What I have to say is prove it. Yeah. Get rid of those fucking people and see if it can land and scale on its own. If it can, then it is. If it can't, you're full of shit.
Yeah. And I want to say, too, like I reported on Vettery years ago when they launched, and they were really big on, like, we're going to kill staffing agencies. Yeah. We're going to kill recruiters. Yeah. And like, it's really hard to make a successful business when your message is we're going to kill staffing and we're going to kill the staffing business. That's a hard mountain to climb in terms of sales, because most of these recruiters think if you're a tech company, you're out to replace them anyway. And if it's actually in your messaging, that's a really hard to be on.
And Indeed Flex is going down that exact same fucking road.
History repeats itself all the time in this
dumbass industry.
Well, let's talk about Vonk, which sounds like something I caught in college on a Saturday
night.
You got
a shot in your Johnson for?
Dude, she gave you the Vonk. So Vonk has acquired IGB, who I never heard of.
Yeah.
So the news on this, you've got some programmatic stuff. You've got automation. Vonk is a programmatic advertising and recruitment analytics job distribution company. And so is IGB for the most part. They talk about them being an automated job posting and programmatic solution. So I'm guessing this is kind of like two of the same, combining sort of the same core competencies, hoping that they can produce a better better product. Again, I don't know anything about IGB. I don't know if they were funded. I don't know if this was a fire sale, if this was just let's get the hell out. So I'm limited on my knowledge of this, but it just sounds like, hey, you do the same thing as we do. Oh, you're looking to sell. Oh, let's combine forces and let's make a bigger elephant than what we've got.
Yeah. So remember back in October last year, so about a year ago, Vonk sold 54% of the company to Capital D with their eyes on growth and invading the United States. So they now have capital.
Yeah.
And remember, the U.S. is at $21 trillion in GDP, whereas the UK plus France plus Germany is around $10 trillion. Sewing all of the EU together is not an easy task, number one. So I've got to give it to them because that's what they've been trying to do for years, is to try to sew together all of the money that's there. And then looking across the pond at this pool of $21 trillion in GDP being the US. So that's Vonk in Capital D, but you're 100% right. I mean, who is IGB? I sent messages out to several friends across the pond and said specifically, who the fuck is IGB?
And you know what IGB? Who?
And most of them responded with, I have no fucking clue, right?
Yeah.
But one responded with, IGB is an unknown Dutch player, but they process and post approximately 10 million jobs each month. In fact, IGB may not be well known, but Randstad, Adecco, and Manpower do rely on their programmatic advertising, which can measure the result in cost per click, cost per applicant, or cost per hire. So this might look small from the outside, and I'm sure that's exactly what Vonk wants you to think, but they have
silent but deadly company.
They have their eyes on a global platform.
That was talked about in the release. It said Vonk combined with IGB will be ideally positioned in this environment with the right product mix to accommodate the needs of both corporate and staffing customers. IGB will profit from the addition of media purchasing to their business model, while Vonk's job marketing platform will be strengthened by IGB's programmatic technology. The combination also allows for greater expansion internationally.
The hard part for Vonk and for anybody coming across the pond to the U.S. is some of the compliance measures that we have to deal with, OFCCP, posting measures, those types of things, and understanding that if you want to try to duplicate something like that, it is a bitch. So they're going to have to look at acquisition or partnership. That's all there is to it. If they try to build something, it's going to be difficult for them, but it might be a big problem to have, but the U.S. is a big nut to crack when it comes to revenue. So I think their focus first, right out of the gate, is taking down vendors like or competitors like Broadbean. Broadbean is really just a job distribution, kind of like a dumb spray and pray job distribution platform. They've partnered with companies like Jovio to try to make it smarter, but Vonk can really, I think, knock them out fairly quickly and then start to hopefully adapt and come to the US. We'll see. It's not going to be easy.
Dude, that chick gave you the Vonk.
Recruiter Nation Live 2020, presented by JobVite, is coming up on December 10th.
Join us in imagining a future for talent acquisition that is built for candidates and recruiters alike.
With two keynotes featuring JobVite's CEO, Amin Brar, along with the creator of FUBU and star of Shark Tank, Damon John, you'll leave RNL 20 inspired.
Throughout the half-day event, there will be opportunities to network with your peers, create roundtable discussions, and even win prizes.
Head to jobvite.com/RNL to register today.
The good news is Vonk can be cleared up with a penicillin shot. It's no big deal.
Everything? I mean, seriously.
New York is in the news along with facial recognition issues.
Just AI overall.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Amazon. Thanks, Amazon.
Yeah.
New York City, New York facial recognition. The city council is considering a bill that will require potential employers to notify job candidates about the use of these tools referred to as, quote, automated decision systems. Ooh, I like that. Companies would also have to complete an annual audit. Oh, that sounds like a pain in the ass. To make sure that technology doesn't result in bias. A dozen groups, including the AI Now Institute, New York Civil Liberties Union, and New York Communities for Change, issued a letter last week pushing for the law to cover more types of automated tools and more steps in the hiring process. They want a measure to include heavier penalties, enabling people to sue your ass if they've been passed over for a job because of biased algorithms. Yikes.
Yes. Yeah. So thanks, HireVue. You went and fucked everybody. Good job. Good job, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Good job.
Well, Amazon fucked up first by having their own algorithm biased towards against women or whatever the hell it was. So go ahead and blame Amazon, man. You like to beat them up anyway.
But you didn't have a whole state create legislation around.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
That's
they did at HireVue in Illinois. But anyway, I mean, seriously, you know, kind of push back from this. This is a call to all algorithms that are out there that are in the process. They are necessary. They are something that every single one of our organizations who are hiring, who need to scale, need to have. There's no question. Here's the key, kids. Mm-hmm. You have to be transparent. You have to be white box around this stuff. Yeah. And we talked to Robert Ruff over at Sovereign around this, and they've actually created a platform. And again, it was all in response to this. Mm-hmm. Around transparency, you know, to be able to say that, oh, our algorithm is just way too smart for you stupid humans to understand. I totally get that, motherfucker. But guess what? I got to defend this shit in court. So you either give me a white box where I can actually take a look at it. I can explain it. And that's where Athena Karp calls explainability. Yeah. They call it explainability. But I might be able to explain it, but it's all about the defense, man. When it comes to compliance, it's all about defense.
So to me, the core of this story is there will actually be penalties if this is passed. Because basically, it's a math problem for companies like Facebook to say, oh, what's it going to cost if we're in trouble? Well, there's really no law. Okay, there's a lawsuit. Let's write a check for $5 million or whatever it is,
right?
And be done with it. But if there are legitimate fees and problems and penalties based on this stuff, then companies are actually going to pay attention to it. And also on a federal level, a bill to study bias and algorithms has been introduced in Congress. So if there's some federal legislation down the pike, this could be a real hiccup for algorithmic AI. Facial base, whatever you name it, companies in our industry, they're going to have that checkbox before anybody uses the service to make sure that they're approving that. Yes, I'm okay with being facially recognized in my interview.
Yeah. And here's the thing is that most startups aren't making $70 billion a fucking year like Facebook is, right?
They're not? Well, that sucks.
Yeah. No, it's a thing, man. So overall, again, this does nothing more than really help us hyper-focus on what matters most. I mean, and I think that's the biggest problem with tech. We start to look at the bright and shiny shit, but we don't focus on what matters most. And this is equity. Are we treating people the right way in the system? Is the algorithm doing that? Can we audit it internally? These are things that have to be answered. And if you can't do that, then you don't deserve my money, motherfucker. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And I also think there was a story this week about Microsoft and maybe another tech company looking for government to sort of get involved, because I think they see the writing on the wall of saying, hey, we need to get ahead of this.
Yeah.
Let's get some common sense regulation so this doesn't go too far and people freak out and want like serious regulation that sort of chokes off innovation.
Yes. We need a task force to be able to pull some things together, because like the legislation that they were trying to push in, or they did push in Illinois, it was shit. It was total shit, because they didn't have the right people in place to be able to guide them. Yeah. We can be at the speed of tech if we have the right people in place.
Yeah. When you legislate in fear, it's not usually a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fear, by the way, isn't it nice to have a elected government act like like professionals and adults. I just want to say that real quickly.
I'm giddy.
So, yeah. So this is, I guess, sign of the times. You remember unwoke.hr?
Oh, I remember those white supremacists. Who could
forget this? So unwoke.hr came on the scene as you know, they were touting themselves as, you know, higher courageous, free thinking and freedom loving individuals, not ideologues whose only agenda is to weaponize your brand and business to further a radical cause. So these guys came on and they got a lot of attention. Vice.com wrote about them. We talked about them. I think everyone in our industry talked about them. They got really chesty and said, hey, we're here to stay. We're going to break shit and shake shit up. I thought it was either a joke, somebody in their parents' basement
playing
a joke. I thought it was an SEO play, like, oh, it'll redirect somewhere in 30 days. Or it's like a Fox News secret, like, job something or other. We're not really sure what it is, but as of this week, it's gone. We check these sites fairly frequently and realize that, hey, it's no longer there. It's now a holding page. We don't know who started it. We probably never will, but it's gone.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. If you are one of these unwoke assholes, then show your face and share your name, because overall, you should be in organizations that embrace your culture and who you are. I hope there aren't many of them, but stop hiding, motherfucker.
There you go. Maybe. Well, anyway, but yeah, it's when you have a job board that upsets everybody, like, no employers want to be a part of it. So with the exception of maybe a few that don't give a shit. So right. It's really a pretty bad business model.
It was.
Anyway, but speaking of worse business models, an actual legitimate business. So Dice this week. So our buddy Art Zeal, who I call Dart Zeal because he won't talk to us. So he promised innovation on steroids when he came into the business. He's a tech guy. The previous CEO was basically a finance pencil pusher type. And so we got the innovation of all of innovations this week. Dice has launched or introduced, if you will, messaging. That's innovation now at Dice. They had a big press release on it. So other innovations, Chad, I went back in time here. So earlier this year, Dice unveiled an anonymous email feature. Ooh. Something that Craigslist has had since about 2004 that allows both candidates and employers to keep their identity private until they feel comfortable enough to reveal their identity. The company also launched recruiter profiles, which also allows employers and recruiters to create profiles and link them to posted jobs. Holy shit, that's innovation, folks. Anonymous emails and profile pages, and now you have instant messaging.
So Art and team are promising shareholders a Tesla, and then they show up on horseback. This is the most ridiculous bullshit. Dice should have built a company with courses helping users to brush up on their skills, on their development skills, and gain new certifications, right? That's what the tech community demands, either from a user standpoint or from an employer standpoint. And guess what? The employers would have paid for that shit. They would have paid to get individuals certified into the skills that they needed so that they could get their positions filled. But guess what? We're talking about all of the shit that doesn't fucking matter. You know why? Because Art doesn't know what the fuck he is doing. Seriously, having the CEO of Heroes Jobs would have been an upgrade from this dude. Fucking embarrassing. Art, come on the show and defend yourself, man, because this is not defendable.
The good news, though, Chad, is since he took the CEO job, their share price is 10 more cents per share. So they've been ripping it up on Wall Street.
Good job,
they've been
Bart.
ripping it up. All right, let's take a break and we'll talk about Paint.
Whether you're struggling to fill high-volume hourly roles or looking for long-term full-time talent, your recruiting toolkit needs to be lean and mean as you adjust with fewer resources. tighter budgets, and rapid hiring needs in a saturated and competitive market. Posting jobs shouldn't be a lengthy, risky, or fruitless process. You can count on JobAdX to be your force maximizer. Automate the details of your programmatic job ad distribution, candidate targeting, and budget management so you can focus your energy on the big picture and human aspects of recruiting top talent. Reach relevant candidates effortlessly across 200 sites in the U.S. and Canada. Simply upload a feed of your jobs and set your budget in less than 5 minutes. We do the rest. Getting an influx of applicants already that just aren't the right fit? JobAdX presents your jobs to targeted candidates based on their job preferences to get granular. Now your advertising spend can go towards more relevant candidates, not just more applicants. What's more, your JobAdX programmatic campaigns now reach the government job bank systems in over 30 states, giving you centralized access to the majority of active job seekers eager to get off of unemployment and get back to work. Send us a note today with your unique challenge to see how we can help you in the new state of recruiting. Make the next step forward and start your results-focused campaign now at JobAdX.com. That's JobAdX.com.
Companies are so stupid. This story really pissed me off.
Me too. And not just because it's a kid going
Ohio
to school.
Ohio University, a good Ohio kid. So this kid, he's in college. He works at Sherwin-Williams. And he's posting stuff on TikTok about how to mix paints and how to like use paints and how to be like whatever. Yeah. Whatever you do with paint, right? My man has 1.2 million followers on TikTok.
1.2 million!
And in all of his videos, apparently he talks about like, I'm here at Sherwin-Williams. He mixes all Sherwin-Williams paints. He's promoting Sherwin-Williams. He's wearing his Sherwin-Williams shit. So in a logical world, to me, Sherwin-Williams should be like, hey, kid, you want a job after college?
Yes.
Come work in Sherwin-Williams marketing department and teach us how to do social media like you do social media. And then that'd be like a really smart thing to do. But these dumbasses fire this kid because they're too tone deaf. All they see is, you know, sort of like, you know, terms of service, right? Like, oh, he broke this rule. He's out. And instead of having an amazing opportunity to have a social media presence that kicks ass in a new medium that is, oh, I don't know, the fastest growing in the world, they fire this kid, leaving him to go to, I don't know, Home Depot or wherever, Lowe's or whoever else sells paint. Like this kid should get a job immediately based on this stuff.
This is a brand dream, right? You have 1.2 million people who actually care about watching paint get mixed, and this kid is loving it. So this is exactly what every single brand, not just brand in selling paint, because that's exactly what it'll fucking do for that brand, but also this is his job. So there, from an employment standpoint, this is also an amazing brand story to be able to tell. And guess what? Sherwin-Williams sucks ass.
You fucked up, Sherwin-Williams. Chad, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
I hope I don't have to talk to you for like 4 days. That'd be great. 4 or 5 days. And we'll come back and hit the ground running. me definitely a few pounds heavier. And you with your veggie Wellington, a few pounds lighter, which is kind of the state of our podcast anyway. So the best to you and yours.
And to all of our listeners, everybody reach out to Joel and give him a happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you guys listening, and we're definitely thankful for you. So thanks so much.
We out.
We out.
Thank you for listening to Podcast with Chad and Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We out.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.